This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Thursday, February 1st. A mix of sun and clouds and warm temperatures again today, with the high topping out at 74. Tonight, it will be 55 with a few clouds passing by. Here are today's headlines. A federal jury in Texas has convicted Christopher Kirchner, the ex-CEO of South Lake-based tech firm Slink.io, of defrauding investors out of $25 million. U.S. Marshals immediately took the 36-year-old Kirchner into custody following last week's verdict. Jurors found him guilty of 4 counts of wire fraud and 7 counts of money laundering after a 4-day trial. Kirchner's sentencing is scheduled for July 11th before U.S. District Court Judge Mark Pittman. Kirchner and his public defender Jason Hawkins did not respond to an interview request from the Dallas Morning News. Before the company's board of directors ousted Kirchner in August 2022 due to allegations of misconduct, Slink was well on its way to solidifying its name as a supply chain technology firm. Before entering bankruptcy, the company was once valued at $240 million, and Goldman Sachs led a funding round that helped the company secure $24 million. The company also secured sponsorship deals with the Dallas Stars, placing Slink's logo on the team's practice jerseys and Zamboni, and it was the title sponsor of the European Tour Golf Tournament's Dubai Desert Classic. Things began to unravel when Kirchner converted the company's money for personal use, according to government prosecutors. Despite raising $57 million in 2 investment rounds, U.S. attorneys said money was wired to the company's account at Silicon Valley Bank and later transferred to a J.P. Morgan Chase account only Kirchner could access. Kirchner then used the money to buy a $16.1 million private jet, which he used to travel to celebrity golf tournaments, according to prosecutors. He also secured a luxury suite at a Dallas sports team stadium and tried to buy an English soccer team, but could not pay and withdrew his offer. While Kirchner was living the high life, Slink struggled to make payroll in the spring of 2022. Court documents said Kirchner tried covering his tracks by convincing 4 investors to pump $850,000 into the company in a 3rd investment round, which the board of directors never approved. Kirchner blamed an internal administrative error for the fake investment round. The company suspended Kirchner in late July of 2022 after an employee was fired for reporting his actions to the board. Up next, as tens of millions of passengers pass through Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport every year, one of the greetings many of those visitors will hear is a recorded welcome from Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson. Johnson sits on the 12-member board that oversees the 2nd busiest airport in the world. But he's a rare sight at the monthly governing meetings. Johnson missed 22 of 32 meetings between July of 2021 and December of last year, nearly 70%. A review of meeting minutes by the Dallas Morning News shows, and according to airport officials, Johnson's attendance over that time period is the lowest of any airport board member and comes as he faces a recall effort that stems in part from questions from some residents about his dedication to his job as Dallas's top elected official. A rotating group of Dallas City Council members has gone to the airport board meetings in Johnson's place. And Dallas is the latest U.S. city looking to reform decades-old land use rules that proponents say limit housing development during a time when affordable homes are in short supply. Local zoning regulations limit where and how densely housing can be built. Zoning codes are a land management tool that historically was used to discriminate against low-income and non-white people. The Dallas City Council is expected to address potential zoning reform on Wednesday at a briefing which was rescheduled after the January 17th briefing was canceled. Talk of zoning changes has spurred strong opposition among homeowners in single-family neighborhoods, including many residents who spoke out in force at a December meeting at Dallas City Hall. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.